Hello again, Advent walkers. We're up to Thursday in the last week of Advent. It's been quite a journey. We're more than in the home stretch. The finish line's up ahead. You can literally anticipate it. But we're not ready yet. Got a little bit of preparation to do. And as all the good bakers out there know, the last little bits of preparation on things are usually the things that make them special, right? That last bit of icing, the little decoration you put on a cookie. I know, because I've eaten them. Well, this is kind of like that. That was a metaphor, I think. Today's devotion is called The Main Idea. The Main Idea. And we're going to hear from the Gospel of Luke, Chapter 4, verses 16, 17, 18, and 19. 16 through 19, fourth chapter of the Gospel of Luke. Let's prepare ourselves to hear Scripture. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And on the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." May God bless the hearing of the word. John Pavlovitz shares this today with us. At a very early age, we learned how to determine the main idea of a paragraph, that elemental heart of the words we're reading, to find the essential truth conveyed by the author after stripping away the supporting or even superfluous words. It would be easy, and correct, to say that Jesus' main idea was love. But specifically, what does that look like? When the rubber meets the road, how are we to live? Jesus' first recorded public sermon is a bold and unflinching declaration of who he is and what he will be about. Reading the words of a forebear prophet, he tells the people gathered that his arrival is good news for the low of the world, the poor, the imprisoned, the suffering, and the oppressed. He will go on to echo this in Matthew 25, speaking of his solidarity with the overlooked, quote, least of these, unquote, and promising that our faith is measured in how we embrace or reject them. In these words, Jesus tells us that justice and his presence will always be tethered together. One will be inextricably tied to the other. There will be celebration for those pushed to the periphery. And because of that, there will be disturbance where privilege had been cozy. As Jesus' life and ministry unfolded, those who had commanded the table would be resistant when he tried to make room for the previously excluded. This is a good way to think about love. It equalizes the world as it lifts the low. The invitation we have 2,000 years later, as we prepare to remember the coming of the child who would be born into lowly people, is to pause, breathe, and consider the elemental heart of our living here. We get to ask ourselves what the main idea of this journey is. And with the brief moment our feet are on this planet, what will we say? We have a few reflection and meditation questions for today's devotional called The Main Idea. Here's number one. The busyness of life tends to obscure the elemental essential things. How can you clear some of the clutter from your mind and your calendar this season in order to focus on what really matters? Two. Why do you think Christians so easily drift from the core message of Jesus? Where do you notice mission drift in the church? People missing the main thing. And the last third question for today. When and where do you feel most grounded, most mindful of the best way to be human? How do you reconnect with your source and with the purpose of this life? Think about how you can avoid unnecessary distractions. And that concludes the Advent devotional for Thursday in the last week of Advent from the book Lo by John Pavlovitz. If you happen to hear this before noon today, we are still planning on gathering for a little quick cup of coffee, lunch, maybe our last meal together before the storm comes. Who knows? We'll be a little group at Roselands today at noon, talking it over, saying Merry Christmas, and passing the peace. Hope you can join us. If not, don't forget, we're still on for Christmas Eve worship at 6:30. We'll be handing out Christmas boxes from 3 to 5 in front of the church. That'll be cold. Christmas Eve service will be inside. Amen. As will Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, the Christmas Day communion. Hope you can join us for any or all of those. Until then, we'll talk again tomorrow. It'll be Friday, and time for another Advent devotion.